We have classifications called legally blind and legally dead. What about legally tired? I think a guy should be able to declare himself legally tired so he could get out of doing things he didn't want to do. If I ever have a stroke, I hope it'll be early in the morning so I don't take my vitamins that day for no reason. The American Eye Association reminds you that styes are caused by watching young girls get undressed. You know what kind of guy you never see anymore? A fop. I typed the word Google into Google. Guess what came up? Everything. True fact. The Professional Bowlers Association sanctions a tournament called the Odor Eaters Open. It's probably because of all those rented shoes. I wonder how many eventual homicides have resulted from wedding ceremonies performed at the Happy Wedding Bell Chapel in Las Vegas. I'll never forget Spondo. Spondo wasn't able to sit around and talk about the good times, because in the 60 years he'd lived, he'd had only one good time, and he would never tell anyone what it was, because he was afraid that if he talked about it, it wouldn't seem as good anymore. I notice Connie Chung has faded away again. Personal ad. Hello, I am Henri. I am 55 years old, and I am looking for someone who will leave me alone. Please respond. And then leave me alone. Christians must be sick in the head. Only someone who hates himself could possibly think of the pleasures of masturbation as self-abuse. I believe the next trend in cosmetic surgery will be a procedure that leaves the person with a cryptic smile. Occasionally, of course, the surgeon's hand will slip, and the patient will wind up with a baffled look. Are you sick of crime? Well, some communities are doing something about it. They're putting people to death for no reason. Why not start a similar program in your town? Hang a few people in a public area and watch those crime statistics improve. You'll be amazed. There are some people who are so nondescript that if their identities were stolen, it would be an improvement. True fact. It's against the law to mutilate grave remains. So apparently it's not illegal to be in possession of grave remains. The trouble starts when you mutilate them. Nice distinction. I have an impersonal trainer. We meet at the gym, we don't talk, he works out alone, and I go home. Here's how money can buy happiness. Money gives you options. Options give you breathing room. Breathing room gives you control. And control can offer you a measure of happiness. Maybe. True fact. You can now buy vibrating panties. They're a kind of thong with a built-in vibrator. Just what we needed. If no one knows when a person is going to die, how can we say he died prematurely? I can't help it, I just have this gut feeling that the mafia is controlled by organized crime. I don't know what it is, but something fishy is going on. I wonder if a classical music composer ever intentionally composed a piano piece that was physically impossible to play, and then stuck it away in a trunk, to be found years after his death, knowing it would forever drive perfectionist musicians crazy. All patriarchal societies are either preparing for war, at war, or recovering from war. Somebody said to me, I can't believe Jerry Garcia is dead. And I thought, doesn't this guy know? Everybody's dead. It's all a matter of degree. I can't wait for the sun to explode. It's going to be great. Just 3 billion years. I'm so fucking impatient. If you have a legal problem, guess how you determine whether or not you need a lawyer? You see a lawyer. Isn't that weird? Middle brow bumper sticker in California. If you can dream it, you can do it. Yeah, sure. Unless the thing you're dreaming is impossible. Then, chances are, you can't do it. But try to enjoy life anyway. I collect rocks.
How many you got?
One, I just started.